The report Justice Through the Eyes of Afghan Women identifies the factors that enable or hinder women's access to justice in cases involving violence. It documents the individual experience of 110 Afghan women victims of violence who sought justice through the judicial system and through non-judicial mechanisms, including mediation, across the country between August 2014 and February 2015. At the launch of the reports in Kabul, Ivan Simonovic, the UN Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights, said
65% of cases were addressed through mediation and 5% through criminal prosecution, resulting in imprisonment or fines against perpetrators. The study found that women were largely concerned with obtaining redress of a civil nature, such as divorce or living in a violence-free environment, rather than seeking imposition of criminal sanctions.
The report's findings are based on multiple interviews in 18 out of 34 provinces of Afghanistan. Huma Khan Yunama's human rights officer of the gender equality team explains the difficulties that hinder reaching more women throughout the country.
Not every woman wants to talk to us, different reasons. Sometimes their family pressure, sometimes they don't themselves feel comfortable. We also, not everywhere we have female staff, which becomes a barrier in terms of talking. If you have a female staff, it's easier. Sometimes when the woman complains, then she is willing to talk. But if there is a solution found and the husband and his family no longer want her to keep in touch with us, then that is another reason why they are not able to talk. We had much more difficulty in Southeast. South we could not cover because we don't have a female staff there. Southeast was, I think, most difficult in terms of getting access because you have to always go through family members and not all of them are willing and interested.
The report notes that the existing legal framework and court adjudication process in Afghanistan provides limited option for women facing violence, with its focus on the imposition of criminal penalties on perpetrators and the absence of legal provision available for obtaining restraint orders and civil remedies. In the joint press conference, Nicholas Hissam, the Secretary General's Special Representative for Afghanistan and head of UNAMA, said, to ensure justice for women victims of violence, an institutional and policy reform is needed.
We would encourage the government to consider and undertake the policy and institutional reforms which are recommended in the report in order to improve women's access to justice. And as ASG Simonovic pointed out, there are 19 recommendations contained in the report, and I would want to indicate UNAMA's willingness to provide any technical assistance towards their implementation that is desired.
Mr. Hissam stressed that major crimes of violence against women must be prosecuted and adjudicated through the criminal justice process and not mediated, in accordance with Afghan laws and the country's international human rights obligations. Hamid Halimi reports from Afghan capital Kabul.